This podcast is brought to you by St. Mary's Academy Podcasts. Here's a message from our sponsors. Come to the Portland Farmers Market, open every Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. by the PSU campus. Fair chocolate. Taste our delectable and rich fair trade chocolate. Savor every bite. I'm Katya Macholik. Welcome to the CCEP, the China Currents Events Podcast. Take a look around you. Look at your clothes, the technology around you, and the products. The majority of these objects are most likely made in China. According to the Office of the United States Trade Representative, in 2017, China was the largest supplier of goods imports, with 70% of all imports coming from China. Today, during this podcast, we will be exploring why the majority of products come from China, and we will be addressing the opposing viewpoints of the issue of cheap goods and poor working conditions. We will begin after this short advertisement. Bloom Flowers. We have a beautiful selection of flowers daily. Come pick out your flowers. Welcome back. So let's get started. In the United States, China is one of the largest sources of imports. Some of the most well-known companies that you may know, such as Apple, McDonald's, and Walmart, have a majority of their products made in China. This abundance of Chinese-made products is due to the fact that the products are affordable for companies. Since the rise of the Chinese Communist Party in 1949, the government has viewed people as a way to achieve its political and economic goals. And because of the slow economic growth in China, labor unrest has been increasing and more stories of ill treatment become apparent. In Chinese factories, workers live in terrible conditions. In an investigation by Bloomberg News, it was found that workers in Catcher Technology Company were handling and breathing noxious chemicals without proper safety equipment and had chronic headaches due to the loud noise in the facilities. In another factory in the Zunyi, Guizhou province, just last week, managers were jailed for the ill treatment of workers. These managers threatened staff, telling them that team leaders had to eat 3 cockroaches for each failed sale. Workers were also forced to drink vinegar, urine, and toilet water as punishment. When I heard this, I immediately asked myself, why wouldn't they just quit? And when reading further into the article, I read that workers were owed 2 months' pay from the company and were told that their severance pay would be reduced if they decided to quit. Unlike in the United States, the freedom of speech is not allowed in China, and workers turned to writing SOS-style notes and put them in products. For example, in 2017, Crystal Wallace found a note in her newly purchased Walmart bag. It read, "Inmates in China's Yingsheng prison work 14 hours a day and are not allowed to rest at noon. We have to work overtime until midnight and people are beaten for not finishing their work." The lack of freedom of speech results in the hopeless cycle of the exploitation of workers, especially in labor prisons. We will be right back after this short break. Welcome back. We just ended on a low note. Now, let's look at what companies are trying to do to solve this problem. There is hope. Companies such as Apple and Walmart, as well as human rights organizations, have made efforts to end this issue. Apple has put in place auditing mechanisms, and Walmart is trying to change as well. In 2014, they committed to spending an additional $250 billion on USA-made goods by 2023. They want to invest more money in order to create more jobs for Americans and to decrease the amount of jobs in China. Human rights organizations in the U.S., such as the Lao Gai Research Foundation and the Chinese Labor Watch, try to find inhumane supply chains and to shut them down. Although there is still much to do and more progress to be made, there is hope for Chinese laborers. This issue is a difficult one. American consumers are more interested in finding affordable options rather than the ethics of the products they are buying. In a study, it was found that Americans would rather buy a $50 pair of jeans from China than an $85 USA-made pair of jeans. I feel that in order to end this terrible cycle, companies need to be held responsible for where their products come from and the conditions of their clothing manufacturers. They also need to become more transparent. Being transparent will hold companies accountable and will lead to change. Exploiting workers and abusing them to create products is wrong, and paying them so little for their demanding and strenuous job is just unfair. I'm going to leave you with this. If you want to help this issue, you can help by buying your products from ethical brands, or you can help by buying secondhand clothing and secondhand objects. Thank you so much for listening, and tune in for future podcasts.